All right, James chapter 4. Buksan natin ang Bibles natin sa aklat ng James. Chapter number 4, page... ano yung page natin? 1046. 1046 sa sample Bible, 1046. James chapter number 6, chapter 4, verse number 6, hanggang verse number 10. James chapter 4, verses 6 to 10. And the Bible says, "But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let not your laughter be turned to mourning. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up." Kung Tagalogin natin ang Bible, ang sabi ng Bible, ngunit siya ay nagbibigay ng higit pang biyaya. Kaya't sinasabi, ang Diyos ay sumasalungat sa mga mapagmataas, subalit nagbibigay ng biyaya sa mga mapakumbaba. Kaya't pasakop kayo sa Diyos, labanan ninyo ang Diablo, at siya ay lalayo sa inyo. Lumapit kayo sa Diyos, at siya ay lalapit sa inyo. Maglinis kayo ng inyong mga kamay, mga makasalanan, at pabanalin ninyo ang iyong mga puso, kayong mga may dalawang pag-iisip. Kayo'y managhoy, maluksa at umiyak. Palitan ninyo ang inyong pagtawa at ng pagluluksa at ang inyong kagalakan ng kalungkutan. Magpakumbaba kayo sa harapan ng Panginoon at Kanyang itataas kayo. So, let's pray and ask God to bless and ask the Lord to help us in the preaching of His Word. Father in Heaven, Lord, salamat sa kabutihan po ninyo sa amin na kayo po ay nagbibigay ng instruction sa salita ng Diyos para sa aming buhay. Lord, ito po ay wisdom galing sa inyo. Kaya nais po namin na isabuhay ang mga katotohanan na maririnig po namin, na makikita po namin sa salita ng Diyos. Tulungan niyo po kami sa banal na Espiritu Santo, Lord, na makita ang mga katotohanan na ito at isabuhay, Lord, ilagay sa aming buhay. Upang maging kaaya-aya sa inyong harapan, alang-alang kay Jesus Christ, Lord. And we ask that you bless us, Lord, forgive us and cleanse us. Illuminate the truths of Scripture, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So, si James ay nagsasabi dito patungkol sa chapter 4. Nagsimula tayo sa chapter 4 last week. At natuklasan natin na meron palang influence ang world o yung sistema ng kamunduhan at yung laman. And so nagpo-produce pala yung laman at saka yung kamunduhan at kasama na rin dyan yung demonyo sa verse number 7, nagpo-produce pala sila ng mga iba't ibang uri ng kalayawan, ng laman, para malindang tayo, para tayo ay magdalawang isip. Maglilingkod ba tayo sa Panginoon o hindi? Tayo ba ay susulong o hindi sa Panginoon? And so, the world produces desires, and actually the whole world system is a carefully crafted society that entraps the Christian to sin against God. So, kung hindi mo alam kung ano yung world o yung worldliness, dapat matuklasan mo na ito palang kamunduhan ay sistema na linalaganap ni Satanas para magawa ng Kristiyano na magkasala sa Diyos. Kasi pag nagkasala ang Kristiyano sa Diyos, lago tayo sa Diyos. Na hindi pwedeng sirain ng demonyo ang Diyos, kaya sisirain ng demonyo yung pinakamalapit sa Diyos. E sino yon? Yung kanyang mga anak. And so, siya ang Diyos-Diyosan ng mundong ito, according to the Bible. And so, talagang yung daloy, yung kilos ng mundo o yung kamunduhan ay parang trinatrap tayo para magkasala tayo laban sa Diyos. Mm. And so that is worldliness. Then there's the flesh. Yung flesh natin, yan yung sa loobin natin, yan yung laman natin na mapagmataas, Mainit ang ulo at handang ready na ihagis ang kung ano-ano and whatever, sirain ang testimony, magsalita ng masasamang salita na hindi mo mababawi, pagsisisihan mo lang talaga. And so the flesh produces desires within us for anger and wrath and malice and every evil thing. It's the law of sin within the members. That is the flesh. So we're up against the world. We're up against the flesh. We're up against the devil. And what does the world, the flesh, and the devil produce in the Christian life? Alitan, pag-aaway, sama ng loob, init ng ulo. Yan ang mga prutas ng kamunduhan o kasakiman ng laman or ng demonyo. And so, the world, the flesh, and the devil produces nothing but wars and fightings. Kaya yan ang sinasabi dito ni James. From whence comes wars and fightings among you? And yung you, yung pinag-uusapan niya dito, yung church. And so God's Word, especially the New Testament, is not written to the unsaved. This is for those who are saved, born again, baptized, and added to the church. So, posible ba sa isang Kristiyano na makain siya o malunod siya ng mundo, ng kamunduhan, ng kanyang kasakiman at ng demonyo? Absolutely. Exactly. And so we have to evaluate. Always evaluate your heart and your mind. Ikaw ba ay sabi daw ng Bible dito, are you a sinner practicing sins? Are you double-minded? Ano yung double-minded? Papalit-palit ang isip. Sa Linggo, maglilingkod ako sa Diyos. Sa Lunes, hindi ako maglilingkod sa Diyos. Isang Linggo, I will be in church. The following Sunday, I will not be in church. That's double-minded. Isang araw, maglilingkod ako sa Panginoon. Sa kabila, hindi na. That's double-minded. And God is telling us, hey, put that far away from you. Alisin mo na yung sa pag-iisip ng double-mindedness. And this is something to challenge the Jerusalem Baptist Church members. So hindi ho exempt ang mga Kristiyano sa mga kasalanan at dalawang pag-iisip. And by the way, ang wisdom ng mundo at ng laman at ng demonyo ay handa na magturo sa inyo. Kung hindi ka hahanap ng wisdom galing sa Diyos, talagang may wisdom ang mundong ito. Yung laman natin at yung diablo na kalaban natin. So, pero pag iniral natin ang wisdom na galing sa taas, ano ang result? Sa Bible, ang result ay peace. Peace is the result of practicing wisdom from above. Look at James chapter 3 verse 18. For example, tinalakay na ito ni James. Look at James chapter 3 verse 18, just as a review. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. And then, of course, from whence comes wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence even of your lusts that war in your members? And so, Pastor James, dito sa binasa natin, magmula sa verse 6 hanggang 10, ipagpapatuloy ni James yung pagtuturo ng wars and fightings. And dito, particularly sa 6 hanggang 10, tuturuan tayo ni James, ni Pastor James, ng Ten Commandments para pigilan ang wars and fightings sa buhay natin. So, in a series of imperatives or commands, Pastor James begins to instruct us 10 commandments to extinguish wars and fightings in your life. And so this is going to be very, very significant. Wars and fightings in your life. Tingnan natin muna, before we look at the 10 commandments that are found in verses 6 to 10. Let's look real quick in Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, page 572 sa sample Bible. Page 572. Look over in Proverbs chapter number 3 and verse number 34. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 34. Saan nakuha ni James? Where did James get the scripture that says, He giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, the Lord saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Now, if he said it, where did he say it? Where did God say it? Well, a good clue would be Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 34. So, ang sabi dito, surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. And so, yung pagpapakumbaba na required ng verse 6 sa James chapter 4, makikita rin natin yan sa James chapter 4 verse 10. Isasaoli na naman tayo sa pagpapakumbaba. So, ang essential element ng pagpipigil ng wars and fightings, yung pagpigil ng kalayawan ng laman na mamuno sa iyong buhay, pagpugot ng gawa ng demonyo sa iyong buhay, at pagpugot ng kamunduhan sa iyong buhay, ang susi nito ay ang pagpapakumbaba. Eh kung wala kang pagpapakumbaba, hindi ka pwedeng turuan ng Diyos. Did you know that? Humility is the essential key that enables us to cease from lust of the flesh, from the pride of life, and from the lust of the eyes, from the control of Satan, from the works of the flesh, and from the exposure to the world. The essential key is humility, humbling yourself. With meekness, receive the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. James had already dealt with this in the past, and he's teaching us further truth in the fight against the flesh, the wars and fightings that are produced by the flesh. So, now we see the Ten Commandments. Meron tayong sampung mga utos in verse number 6. So, actually, it starts with verse number 7. Commandment number 1. Commandment number 1. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. That's the first commandment. So, again, when you read the Bible, you always look for the verb. And what kind of verb is that? Is that a command? And so, if there's a command in the Scriptures, we are responsible to obey the command. So, ang mga commandments ng salita ng Diyos ay hindi po optional. It's not an option. This is not a suggestion. It's not even a suggestion. This is Pastor James, vested with the authority of God, instructing the Jerusalem Baptist Church and the sister churches that they must right now immediately begin to submit themselves therefore unto God. Right now. Tapos yung puwersa ng utos ay ngayon din. Right now. So wala tayong dahilan kung bakit hindi tayo mag-submit sa Panginoon. Ito yung ilinalagay natin yung sarili natin sa ilalim ng Diyos. So, sino ang namumuno? Sino ang nangunguna sa ating buhay? Yung sarili natin, yung kapitbahay natin, yung kamag-anak natin, yung pamilya natin, yung church natin, o ang Diyos? Who do you arrange yourself under? We put ourselves under God. Ang ibig sabihin ng submit, it's a military term. We have the right to do what we want to do, but instead of doing what we want to do, we put ourselves under. We arrange ourselves under. Now, sa piano, there are chords, and there's a primary, there's a middle chord, an upper chord, and a chord beneath. You know, just because a note is underneath, it doesn't mean it's not important. It's not significant. In fact, if it's not played correctly, it sounds horrible. But when the notes are arranged in submission, it produces a beautiful sound. pag mayroong submission, pag yung mga chords ay nasa tamang pwesto, tamang lugar. In essence, you won't have a Happy New Year if you first do not submit yourselves, therefore, unto God. So, yun ang pinakauna sa commandments. Isubmita mo ang sarili mo sa Diyos. Ang pangalawang commandment, the second commandment, is resist the devil. Resist the devil. Yung pagsalitang resist, ibig sabihin, to set against, to oppose, to fight the devil. Now, kaya hindi nagagawa ng tao na ma-resist si Satan kasi hindi nila inuuna na isumita ang sarili nila sa Diyos. Do you see that? The reason why people, Christians, do not resist the devil is because they don't know how to submit themselves before God first. You cannot fight the devil in your own power. You cannot fight the devil in the power of the flesh. That doesn't work. You have to first submit yourselves, therefore, unto God. Submit yourself, your heart, your mind, your wish, your desire. You put yourself under God's command. And then you resist the devil. Now, sabi ng Bible, resist the devil. Hindi sinabi ng Bible, resist sin. Did you notice that? Ang galing ng mga Kristiyano na tumingin sa television at sa movies at gayahin yon, hindi yung salita ng Diyos. Alam mo, never ako nakakita ng horror movie na pag sumulpot yung si Satanas, may nagre-resist sa kanya. Palaging tumatakbo yung mga tao. May aswang, sigawan, takbuhan. Sino ang dapat tumakbo? Kanino? Ayon sa verse number 7. Resist the devil and ano raw? He will flee. Sino raw ang tatakbo? Dapat si Satan. Hindi yung tao. Eh, tameme yung tao. Tingin ng tingin palagi sa TV. Pag sumulpot yung demonyo, takbuhan yung mga tao. Takot sila kay Satan. Now, may isang araw, sumulpot yung demonyo sa church. Takbuhan lahat ng mga church members. Isa lang yung natira. Pinuntahan siya ni Satan. Hindi ka ba takot sa akin? Sabi ng mama, hindi. Pinakasalan ko kasi yung kapatid mo. That was my joke. Hindi, asawa ko kasi yung kapatid mo. No. Now, tingnan mo ha. Ang wisdom ng mundo ay nagsasabi, resist sin. Resist sin. Ang wisdom ng salita ng Diyos, resist the devil. Pagdating sa demonyo, pwede siyang i-resist. Pagdating sa kasalanan, tumakbo ka na. Huwag kang tumayo dyan na magsasabing, kaya ko itong kasalanan na ito. Hindi ako iinom. Hindi ako maninigarilyo. Hindi ako matitingin sa malalaswang bagay. Kaya ko itong kasalanan na ito. Dito lang ako. No! Pag may nagiinuman, pag may gumagawa ng kamalian, umalis ka na. You flee. When people are in sin, you get out. Because you will be influenced if you stay. The Bible doesn't say resist sin. It says resist the devil. Ngayon, kung nag-iisa ka lang, tapos naramdaman mo nandyan yung si Satanas, tinutukso ka or whatever, pwede mo siyang i-resist yung si Satan. Pero yung pag nandyan na yung kasalanan, ay, umalis ka na. Huwag ka magsabi, kaya ko ito. Hindi mo kaya ang kasalanan. At hindi ka inutusan na i-resist ang kasalanan. Inutusan ka, i-resist si devil. Ngayon, before na ma-resist mo si devil, kailangan nag-submit ka muna kay God. So let me ask you a question. How submitted are you to God? From 1 to 10. Surrender ako sa Diyos. 1 to 10. Meron bang bahagi sa iyong buhay na sinasabi mo, eto ay para sa akin, wala kang pakialam dito, Lord, akin lang ito. Baka music. O, alam ko, masama itong music na ito, hindi ito sang-ayon sa church kasi tinuturo nung pastor na yung pastor na yan ang sasabing pangit itong music na ito. Pero, sa akin lang ito. Surrender naman ako sa iyo, Lord, sa lahat. Sa damit, sa pag-aayos, sa pagsimba, sa pagbasa ng Bible. Huwag lang yung music. So, anong klaseng level ng submission yan? Sabihin natin, 8. From 1 to 10. 10 is the best. Submit. 1 is not submissive to God. O, saan ka? Ako, sa 8, sabi niya. O, sa 8. hanggang dyan ka lang. Hindi mo mare-resist si devil. You will not be able to resist the devil when you are not submitted to God. Commandment number 3. Look at verse number 8. Commandment number 3. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Anong ibig sabihin ng draw nigh? Ibig sabihin, lumapit ka sa Diyos. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Napansin ba ninyo yung principle ng salita ng Diyos na para siyang salamin? Kung ano ang trato mo sa Diyos, yun ang trato niya sa iyo. Nabasa natin sa Proverbs chapter 3, verse 34 kanina, He scorneth the scorner. So yung nag-aalipusta sa kanya, inaalipusta rin siya ng Diyos. Yung lumalapit sa Diyos, linalapitan din ng Diyos. Do you see that? So ang temptation na ni Satanas at ng mundo at ng laman natin, pag nagkasala tayo, lumayo tayo sa Diyos. That's the natural flesh. If you sin against God, you don't like to come near to God. That's why you don't pray, you don't read your Bible, you don't like to go to church, is you're not drawing nigh to God. Mas easy mag-church kapag malapit yung puso mo sa Diyos. Hindi, yung unan ay hindi matigas kung yung konsensya mo ay malinis. Draw nigh to God. That's a promise. Pag ikaw ay lumapit sa Diyos, ito ang grasya ng Diyos. Lalapit din siya sa iyo. Tingnan mo ang grasya ng Diyos. What a grace of God that if you draw nigh to Him, He will draw nigh to you. Palagi siyang ready na mag-forgive. That's God. There's more. Commandment number 4, verse number 8. And cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Cleanse your hands to make clean. To make clean. Maghugas ng kamay. Literal, maghugas ng kamay. Pero ano yung sense na sabi ng Diyos? Maging malinis ka. And by the way, pinagpe-pray pa ba ito? Lord, cleanse my hands. Hindi yan ang sinabi ng salita ng Diyos. It says, cleanse your hands. You are responsible to have clean hands. You don't ask God, Lord, would you cleanse my hands? No, you clean your hands. God has already commanded that. You don't ask God for what He already told you to do. You're supposed to do it. Just cleanse your hands. Ye sinners! So again, let me remind you, sino yung kinakausap ni James? Yung church. He's talking to the church. And he's calling them sinners! Why? Kasi posible ho sa mga Kristiyano ang magkasala. Kaya kailangan kayo, linisin ninyo ang inyong mga kamay, kayong mga makasalanan na members ng Jerusalem Baptist Church at ng mga scattered Baptist churches. And purify your hearts. Iba yan. Purify your, cleanse your hands. Panlabas. Ayusin mo yung mga panlabas. And purify your hearts. Yung panloob. Your spirit. Your hearts. Make it pure. Make it clean. Make it moral. Do that which is right on the outside, represented by your hands. And cleanse your spirit on the inside. Your heart. So itong hamon talaga, ito ang buhay Kristiyano. You want to know what Christian living is? Christian living is you do the right thing on the outside and you make sure you're right on the inside too. Hindi ho sapat yung okay ka sa labas pero yung loob pangit. Hindi rin tama yung pangit yung malinis ka sa puso mo pero hindi naman nakikita ng tao sa labas. That's impossible. God wants clean hands and purified hearts. Clean externals and purified internals. Sabi niya dito, purify your hearts. Pansinin niyo, yung heart na hindi pure ay double-minded. Ito ay psychology ng Bible. May psychology tayo, psychologist naman. Sa Bible, kung ano yung lagay ng puso ng tao, yun din ang lagay ng isip niya. Kaya pag magulo yung isip mo, ito ay hindi ho dahil magulo yung chemical sa utak mo. Pag magulo ang isip mo, magulo kasi yung puso mo. At naapektuhan yung iyong mind. Did you know that in the scriptures, the heart affects the mind? Your mind can be affected by the heart. Let me tell you something. If Jesus Christ is not number one in your heart, ganito mo makikita talaga yung idolater. At Kristiyano, kahit na Kristiyano siya, kung idolater siya, ha? Ito, tandaan ninyo. Ang tao na hindi number one si Jesus Christ sa kanyang puso, pag nawala yung number one sa kanyang puso, hindi na siya, parang hindi na siya marunong mabuhay. Bakit? Kasi natanggal yung idol niya. A double-minded person is someone who, okay, whoever is number one in your heart, that's the person that is glorified in your life. It could be Jesus. I hope it's Jesus. But if that one thing in your heart and life is removed and you can't live anymore, you have made an idol of that thing. If that occupies your heart in the place of Jesus Christ, and you can't function anymore because this has been disturbed, this has been removed, this is gone, you are an idolater. You have entered into idolatry and you have made that thing number one. And that's why when that thing is gone, you can't function straight. Let me tell you something. Make sure Jesus Christ is number one in your heart. Kasi hindi ho never na mawawala si Jesus. At never na mag-fail si Jesus Christ. Kaya kahit na magunaw ang mundo, kung ang number one sa puso mo si Jesus Christ, makakayanan mo yung mga pagsubok. Pero kung ilalagay mo yung nanay mo, yung tatay mo, yung boyfriend mo, yung girlfriend mo, ilagay mo yung asawa mo, yung anak mo sa pwesto ng Diyos, pag kinuha yan ng Diyos, magloloko-loko ka talaga. Kasi hindi si Jesus Christ ang number one sa buhay mo. You have to know you are double-minded. And the way to fix double-mindedness is purifying your hearts. Purifying your hearts. Commandment number 6, verse number 9. Be afflicted. Be afflicted. That means to endure hardship and misery. Sometimes, the only thing you're supposed to do is to be afflicted. Sorry. We want to help you na hindi mo maranasan yung kapaitan, pero sometimes, yun lang talaga ang pwede mong gawin. Na ikaw ay maghirap. Alam ng Diyos kung ano ang dapat dumaan sa iyo sa buhay mo para ikaw ay maging masigla. At kung may parte na yan ay kahirapan, kailangan matutunan mo kung paano mag-endure ng hardship. Number 7, mourn. Anong ibig sabihin ng mourn? To lament, to be made sorrowful. Sometimes that's all you can do is mourn. Don't be afraid of that. Obey, mourn. and weep, a sign of pain and bewail and tears. Weep, that's part of it. See, ang tao naghahanap ng temporary relief from the situation instead of permanent change. You get that? Karaniwan sa tao naghahanap ng temporary fix, temporary solution, pero walang tunay na pagbabago. Hindi nakakatulong sa tao yung bigyan mo siya ng temporary fix. Turuan mo, tulungan mo siya na magkaroon ng permanent change. Weeping, mourning, being afflicted. Commandment number 9, let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Ibig sabihin mag-repent, tumalikod, manumbalik. So, ang mundo nagsasaya-saya. Kung tutuusin, dapat hindi magsaya ang mundo. Dapat malungkot. Bakit? Kasi, alam mo, mas marami kang matututunan sa luha kesa sa saya sa buhay. You learn more things from tears than smiles in life. You learn a whole lot more things. Oh, I don't know. Anong klaseng New Year message ito? Bago ako magsasaya, kailangan tugunin muna yung sibuyas. Nangyari sa sibuyas natin. Nag-New Year kayo. Wala namang sibuyas. Unity? O sibuyas? Yung sibuyas, makakatulong talaga yun sa'yo. Pag hiniwa mo yung sibuyas, dadalo na yung tears. Mas marami kang matututunan sa luha kesa sa pagsasaya na walang kabuluhan. Ano ba yung nangyayari sa sibuyas natin? Sana bumalik na yung white onions. Kay lumiliit na yung sibuyas, ang mahal pa. Wow! Anyway, commandment, last commandment number 10, humble yourselves, therefore, in the sight of the Lord. That's to place yourself down, to humble, to be humble before the Lord. Now, God's commands are not optional. And what God commands, He expects us to obey immediately, instantly. Yung commandments number 4 and 5, purify your hearts and be cleanse your hands and purify your hearts, is chiastic. Chiastic. So, ibig sabihin, cleanse your hands, purify your hearts. Yung hands and hearts, magkapares. Yung purify and cleanse, magkapares. And so, God expects that. And ginagamit ni James yung pagiging Jewish niya sa 4 and 5. Tapos yung 6, 7, and 8, they are triplets. Triplets. Ah? Pag nanganak ka ng twins, dalawa. Pag nanganak ka ng tatlo, triplets. Commandment number 6, 7, and 8 are triplets. So ano yun? Be afflicted, mourn, and weep. Ito yung outward manifestation ng inward repentance. Yung pag-mourn, yung pag-weep, yung pagiging afflicted ay dulot ng internal repentance. And commandment number 9, tigilan na natin yung pagiging light-hearted about sin. Ang daming binabaliwala ang salita ng Diyos. Tinatawag na ng Diyos kasalanan, pero ikaw, okay ka pa rin. Kung okay ka sa kasalanan, kaaway ka ng Diyos. Wala kang dahilan kung bakit ka magmasaya. As long as you're an enemy of God, there is no reason for you to be joyful. And yung commandment number 10, humble yourself, binabalik tayo sa verse number 6. We're back again to verse 6 with verse 10, returns us to verse 6. He giveth more grace. So let me ask you a question. Do you want God's grace or do you want God's judgment? Anong gusto mo? grace. So yun ang product. Ano yung process? Humble yourselves. So ang daming tao gusto ng product ng grace, pero ayaw nila yung proseso ng pag-humble yourselves. At hindi tayo bibigyan ng grace ng Diyos hanggat hindi natin matututunan na magpakumbaba. These are the Ten Commandments of fighting the world, the flesh, and the devil. Ipagpapatuloy natin pa ito sa next Sunday. We're going to go to verse 13 next Sunday. Let's pray and ask God to bless them. Father in heaven, we thank you for these words. Help us, Lord, to think about them, meditate them, study them, Lord. But more importantly, help us to obey the commandments of fighting the world system, the flesh, and the devil. We cannot do this without the Holy Spirit's help. And we see it in Scripture. What is our responsibility? What are your expectations? What are your commandments? Now, Father, I pray you would bless us with the wisdom to obey and apply the Scripture for our lives, that you would bless us individually, and then corporately as a church, and then nationally as a country to bring revival, I pray. Lord, we know nothing's impossible with you, and we thank you for these gracious words. Help us, Lord, to humble ourselves, resist the devil, draw nigh to you, cleanse our hands, purify our hearts, be afflicted, mourn and weep. Help us to turn our laughter into mourning and serious joy to serious heaviness, to examine our hearts before your word and to apply that word in our lives. We pray these things, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.